If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to our text this morning, Romans chapter 1 and verses 21 to 25. As we continue in our series, Image is Everything, Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. And let's pray. Lord, we just thank You for today. We thank You for Your Word. And we just thank You, Lord, that You are a holy God and You have called us to holiness. In a series, Lord, talking about transgenderism and LGBTQ issues, I pray You just remind us again, Lord, how much we need to be walking according to Your Word and according to Your plan. For personal, for this nation, the people that we love. Pray You'd come to us now by the power of Your Holy Spirit. Pray You'd open Your Word and teach us from it exactly what it is You want us to know. We ask all this in Your name. Amen. I got this piece of fan mail a couple of months ago from a trans man, a woman who supposedly turned into a man. Pastor Garner, I am a gay transgender man who recently heard all your hateful rhetoric about LGBTQ people. You can't be a Christian, let alone a pastor, and hate people who are different from you. And when you stand before God, you're going to go to hell for sure in the first wave. You need to apologize, and then you need to resign from ministry, and I hope nobody ever listens to any of your sermons again, because you obviously have no idea what transgender really means. And it's signed Irish Indian Gender Transcendent Mermaid Centaur from Springfield, Missouri. So this woman identifies as a transgender mythical sea creature with scales like a fish and another mythical creature with the head and body of a man and the body of a horse. And she says, I don't know what transgender means. Holy cow, people, I'd pay a whole quarter to see that. Because not just as transgender, that's trans species. Well, where does the whole transgenderism thing come from? How did the whole transgender movement start? Why are so many people falling for it today? And where in the world is this whole thing taking us? The text we have in front of us this morning answers those questions. We started a series last week here at Fox River, a series called Image is Everything. Looking at how people are created in the image of God and countering all the lies that the trans activists are claiming today. Last week we looked at what gender is really all about, and today we look at what transgender is really all about. And to see that, we turn this morning to Romans chapter 1 and verses 21 to 25. In this part of Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is talking about man's sin. Animals have become God, right has become wrong, true has become false. And in this part of Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is telling us about God's judgment on sin. And one of those judgments, man has become woman, is transgenderism. Exactly what's being pushed everywhere around us today. Our text this morning, Romans chapter 1, verses 21 to 25, tells us three things that we need to know about transgenderism so we can understand what it is and know what to do about it. And let's look and see what those three things are. The first thing we see from this text, the first thing that we need to know about transgenderism is a sin. And that's exactly what Paul is telling us here in verses 21 to 23. And I need to say this. Less than 1% of the people in this country suffer from a real mental disorder called gender dysphoria, where they believe they are living in the wrong kind of body. Most of them suffer in total silence. People around them would never know it. And I've dealt with people like that in counseling sessions. But then you have the in-your-face trans activists who want to trash your rights and recruit your kids. The first group of people we reach out to, the second group of people we stand up to with the truth that transgenderism is a sin. Because transgenderism, like everything else, LGBTQ, all comes from people blowing off God. Verse 21, although they knew God, They neither glorified him nor gave him thanks. You were created in the image and the likeness of God. So if you forget who God is, you're going to forget who you are. And that's true for everybody in the LGBTQ lifestyle. And I know somebody's hearing this saying, but Kevin, sin, Jesus never said anything about LGBTQ. Oh, yes, he did. Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. In the beginning, God created male and female. And for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Heterosexual sex, marriage, and family only, period. So LGBT should stand for love, guns, bacon, and Trump. Or even better, LGBT, let God be true and every man a liar. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. And you know what? Jesus shouldn't have had to say anything. Because all you need to do is look at the nature that He created. All mammalian biology is based on the fact there's only two genders, male and female. Computers are binary, so are people. Anybody who's ever played with Legos knows male and female were obviously only created for each other. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Does not the very nature of things teach you that LGBTQ is wrong? I'm fat, so I'm going to identify as skinny. That way, I'll be trans slender. You can't create your own reality. That's God's job. There's a difference between a man and a woman, and you can't erase those differences. U.S. Olympic runner Allison Felix is the fastest woman in the world in the 1600 meters. Won a gold medal in Tokyo with a 400 split time of 47.72 seconds. But folks, 376 high school boys in America run a faster 400 than Allison Felix, the fastest woman in the world. And why? Because a woman is not a man, and a man is not a woman, and it is a sin to deny the God-given difference. But that's exactly what people are doing in America right now. America today has forgotten God. See the cover story, Time magazine? The generation that forgot God. Did you hear what the protesters were saying in front of the Supreme Court, protesting the overturning of Roe versus Wade? F God, F the state, you can't make us procreate. See the marchers in the gay pride parade in San Francisco? One of them dressed like a gay pink Jesus on a pink cross, supposedly dying for gay rights. You talk about slamming the Lord. Everything LGBTQ is biologically unnatural, it's medically unhealthy, and it's biblically immoral. Transgenderism is a sin. And I know that's not politically correct. I know it's not seeker sensitive, but it's the God's honest truth because it comes right out of this book. And folks, you can trace, by looking back, you can trace how transgenderism became the soup of the day, like it is right now. Back in the 1950s, a Marxist psychologist named John Money started openly pushing homosexuality in American society. And that led to the rise of the gay rights movement in the late 1960s. Then feminism came along and tried to erase the differences between male and female, because trying to make women more equal. And then a psychologist named Robert Stoller coined the phrase gender identity, trying to claim that there is a difference between your sex and your gender. Then the left picked up on that and told people that if you being male or female keeps you from anything your little heart desires, then just deny being male or female regardless of what your gender is. In 2013, without any scientific backing for it whatsoever, the American Psychiatric Association said gender dysphoria is no longer a mental disorder. Then 2014, President Barack Obama, who grew up in the Philippines with a nanny named Evu, who was transgender, started pushing for so-called transgender kids in America to use opposite-sex bathrooms in the public schools. Then 2015, when Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy voted in gay marriage and said everybody has the right to create their own reality, it's been Katie bar the door ever since. Notice how easily and how quietly the T got slipped into the LGBT soup without anybody knowing about it. So today, even though Leah Thomas is a 100% biological man, has never taken one pill, one hormone, has never had one stitch or reassignment surgery, Leah Thomas is still a woman simply because he says he's a woman. Trans women are women. What are you, some kind of a transphobic bigot or something? Verse 22. Their thinking became futile. Thinking themselves wise, they became fools. And that word fools is the Greek, is where we get our English word moron from. So much for LGBTQ. You say, well, Kevin, why are so many people going trans today? Same reason so many people still go gay today. Hurt, rejection, neglect, poor relationship with parents, or they just think they had a poor relationship with parents. Mental, physical, or sexual abuse by a same-sex person, or the person just thought that they were abused when they really weren't. We know what causes this, folks. Actor and singer Billy Porter, who's identified as a woman his entire life, was severely abused by men all the while he was growing up. He's a perfect example. A lot of people today are going trans because of mental problems. Over two-thirds of transgenders have anxiety, depression, and other psychological disorders. Over half have psychiatric disorders. 41% have attempted suicide. 1 out of 8 has some form of autism. Teenage girls, by far more than teenage guys, are going trans. Because teenage girls don't look like Instagram models, and they hate their bodies, and they don't like having periods. Tomboys today are even being called transgender. And it's cool today to be trans. Oh my goodness, you come out as transgender, you're a hero. And all of a sudden, all your problems are other people's fault because they're just transphobic. And your life matters now, and it counts for something. And you've got a cause to fight and a world to save. Things that you ought to be getting from Jesus Christ. Which is exactly what that little girl was brave enough to stand up and say right there. All over America right now, all kinds of woke school boards are indoctrinating kids with LGBTQ propaganda. And one of those school boards was in Sarasota County, Florida. And it was led by a man named Tom Edwards, who was openly gay, fake married to another man, and who led the charge for kids in that school to change their names and their pronouns without the parents even knowing about it. So last school board meeting, May the 15th, the school board members were discussing why was it that so many kids in that school had mental problems. Well, duh. Well, one kid in that school got sick and tired of the daily propaganda. 11-year-old born-again Christian Ainsley Badonsky. So last Friday night, May the 15th, she showed up at that school board meeting. This is part of what she said to the school board.
Present. You see, the Bible clearly shows what happens when we forget about God. It is detailed in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, and verse 20, we start worshiping things rather than God. In verse 27, there is the rise of the LGBTQ movement. And then in verse 28, people develop a depraved mind not being able to think correctly. What is the solution to the mental health crisis? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 tells us that it is God who gives us a sound mind. God through His Son, Jesus Christ, will save you and give you a sound mind. If you want these types of counselors and therapists in our schools, then you need God. I will be praying for you. Thank you.
Touché. And you know what that little girl did? Exactly the same thing every single one of us Christians need to do. You push back against the darkness by preaching the truth of Jesus Christ. And I don't know what those board members thought. I don't know if it made any of them change their mind about the stupid transgender policy. It's the Holy Spirit who changes hearts. But at least God had a testimony in that boardroom. So Christians, listen to me. When God gives you the opportunity, you stand up, you speak up, you share the truth. Transgenderism is a sin. There's forgiveness in Jesus Christ, and let God use it however He wants. The first thing that we need to know about transgenderism is a sin. We go on in this text, we see a second thing. A second thing we need to know about transgenderism. Not only is it a sin against God, it is also a judgment from God. And that's exactly what Paul is telling us here in verses 24 to 25. God created you with exactly the male or female body that you are supposed to have. And if you reject that, verse 25, you exchange the truth of God for a lie and you thumb your transgendered nose at God. And then some of the scariest words in the entire Bible. God will turn you over to a depraved mind and let you suffer the consequences of your sin. So God says, you don't like the way I created you? You want to try to recreate yourself? Good luck with that. Remember Jazz Jennings? The so-called girl who's supposedly trapped in a boy's body? Had buku transition surgeries and became the poster child for transgenderism? Even has a show on TLC called I Am Jazz. Folks, there were Jazz Jennings dolls out there for little kids to play with. But last year, Jazz Jennings had to step away from that show because he gained over 125 pounds and had to go into serious therapy for all kinds of mental problems. And God says, transgenderism? How's that working out for you? So transgenderism is not about compassion. It's not about tolerance. It is not about letting people live their authentic truth. Transgenderism is judgment from God on people who reject God. Exactly the same with everybody else in the LGBTQ community. And folks, we know it's judgment from God because it's everywhere today. And it's glorified. Right now, the two hottest influencers on Instagram are trans, Jamie Raines and Shay Diamond. Deputy HHA Secretary Rachel Levin was voted USA Today Woman of the Year in 2021, even though he's a man. Amy Schneider, who is really a man. The number four money winner on Jeopardy in the history of that game show. Chaz Bono, daughter of Sonny and Cher, is famous just for being trans. See what the role models are today? All kinds of businesses are jumping on the bandwagon. 2 weeks ago, State Farm Insurance announced that their agents were going to be collecting LGBTQ books for kids from their customers and donating them to public schools. Like a creepy neighbor, State Farm is there to push gender confusion, genital mutilation, and chemical castration on children. Now, thank God somebody in the up office wised up and revoked that policy. Pizza Hut is now dedicating books called Big Wig about kids going drag to public schools for students K through 6. And the question is why? Pizza Hut had to close hundreds of their restaurants last year. So you'd think they'd work at making their pizza better instead of trying to turn little boys into drag queens. Judgment of God. And in case anybody else needed any more reason not to watch pro football games, last week the NFL announced the Carolina Panthers this coming season were going to have the very first NFL transgender cheerleader. A man named Justine Lindsay, who pretends to be a woman. Folks, I haven't watched 1 second of NFL football in over 4 years now because of the wokeness. That's almost enough to make me go back so I can quit watching all over again. Judgment of God. Folks, there was never a tampon shortage until guys started menstruating. That's what they call it. There was never a shortage of baby formula until men started getting pregnant. See the problems that transgenderism is causing? And what's the result of all the PR in America today? 7% of Americans now identify as LGBTQ. And one out of every three young women in this country under the age of 25 now say they're either lesbian or bi. Folks, if that's true, America has no future. Talk about being turned over to a depraved mind. Transgenderism is being pushed heavy in the public schools. Here's a few teachers from hell and what they teach to their young kids in the classroom.
It's a teacher that's kind of not a guy and not a girl, like somewhere in between.
Oh, so you're kind of boy and you're kind of girl?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Me too, that's me.
Okay, right on.
I want to be a boy, but I don't like being a girl.
You know what? You have choices in this world to be all sorts of different things. But that's why it's MX, so... Mix Chavez, that's where that comes from. I know some of you were a little confused. Some of you came and talked to me about it.
The goal of the transition closet is for our students to be able to wear the clothes that their parents approve of, come to school, and then swap out into the clothes that fit who they truly are. And I use the idea that this is like Superman changing in a phone booth. But that idea actually goes a lot further than that, because Superman isn't Clark Kent. Clark Kent is actually the disguise. And when Clark Kent goes into the phone booth, he transforms into Superman, who's really just who he truly is, Kal-El. And so this gives our trans students the opportunity to be the superheroes that we know they are.
Hi, my name. We have some that pick like she, her every single day, and we have some that change it up.
All right, so something that's really cool and unique about who I am is that I am transgender. So we touched a little bit about that at the beginning of this week in the book that Ms. Hammond read, but I'm going to give you my explanation about what it means to be transgender as well. So when babies are born, the doctor looks at them and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or a girl based on what they look
like. People, that's insanity. Because what those teachers are telling those kids is based on absolutely no scientific proof whatsoever. We have teachers sitting right here in this church who wouldn't say that to kids if they had a gun pointed to their head. All over America now, teachers are using the gender unicorn to tell little kids they have a sex that was assigned to them at birth. But then they also have a gender. And then they have a gender identity. Beyond that, they have a gender expression. Then they have an emotional attraction. Then they have a physical attraction. Folks, purposely lying to little kids and confusing them about their sex and gender is child abuse. All over America right now, kids cannot take a Tylenol at school without getting their parents' permission. But those same kids in those same schools today can change their name, change their pronoun, take puberty blockers happily supplied by Planned Parenthood, and start the transition without their parents, okay? Without the parents even knowing about it. In Oregon right now, minor children can get sex change operations without parental consent. So much for parental rights. And what isn't being allowed in school? Last January, North Hill Elementary School, Des Moines, Washington, little Christian 8-year-old girl named Emily Watson, who has always witnessed to the other kids in her school, was told by the principal she couldn't share the gospel on school property anymore. So that principal started standing at the front door of that school. When that little girl would come to school every morning, he would take her book bag away from her and confiscate her Bible and all the gospel tracts that she was going to pass out to the other kids, because the principal said it would be too upsetting to them. Which is absolutely ridiculous, because all over America right now, there are tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms. Students have to read softcore gay porn like Lawn Boy and Genderqueer. Schools are even putting on drag shows for kids during assemblies. But see, you bring a Bible to school and you talk about Jesus Christ and the gospel, oh my goodness, that'll throw a kid into the flop sweats. And what's the result of all the propaganda pushed into schools? Americans born before 1946, 0.08% identify as transgender. Baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964, only 2.8% identify as transgender. Generation X, 4.7%. Generation Z, the youngest generation in America, 21%, 1 out of 5. And a 4,000% increase in what they call rapid onset gender dysphoria. Girls who never had any qualms at all about being girls all of a sudden want to be boys. And the experts say they have no idea why this is happening. No idea why so many young people have gender dysphoria. I know why it's happening. So many kids are confused about gender because they are teaching them to be confused about gender. Physically, mentally, spiritually, sexually recruiting them into the LGBTQ lifestyle. It's judgment from God on this nation and the people in it. We see the judgment from God on the people who have the sex change operations, even though they don't call them sex change operations anymore, because that would imply that they had a sex that they were born with that needs to be changed. So today they call them gender-confirming surgeries. Doesn't that sound nice? Gender-confirming, like the surgery is going to confirm or reveal what the gender is really supposed to be. But do you know what happens during a gender-confirming surgery? Because the left purposely never tells you that. Girls have their healthy breasts sliced off. Boys have their penis cut off. And what's left is pushed inside to make a fake vagina. And with girls, the doctors take portions of other muscles and tendons and creates a fake penis, like Dr. Frankenstein. So you'll never enjoy sex like you could have before. You'll never have a baby like never before because you're totally sterile. You'll never be able to breastfeed. You'll never be able to get a woman pregnant. All that's totally gone. And the left is now lying to young people and telling them those procedures are totally reversible. Are you kidding me? And I know there's somebody here in this sermon saying, Kevin, why in the world are you talking about this? Because, folks, they are doing this to our kids. This is medieval butchery. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, do you not know that your body belongs to God? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? I guess not. God turned them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done for the degrading of their bodies. It's judgment. Happens to people who reject the Lord. It even happens to businesses that reject the Lord. Like Target stores. Sue and I shopped for years and years at Target stores because the stores were everywhere, the prices were good, and they always had those white corn Tostitos that Sue liked to eat. But then everything with Target went south when they decided to crawl in bed with the LGBTQ activists. 2014, Target became one of the first corporations to endorse gay marriage. 2015, Target started blurring the lines by taking out the boys and girls signs in the kids' toys and clothes section in their stores. Like a little kid would have a grabber and have to be hospitalized if they saw something gender specific. 2016, Target started selling gender neutral clothes to quote unquote squash gender norms. How noble. And that same year, they also gave sexual predators easier access to their victims with a stupid transgender bathroom policy where anybody could use whatever bathroom they wanted according to the gender they happened to identify with at the moment. And the concern wasn't just transgender people molesting kids. It was criminals and pervs posing as transgenders. And even though Target honchos swore up and down, they were absolutely committed to the safety of their customers. Here's a list of just some of the crimes and sexual assaults that have been committed in Target bathrooms and restrooms the last 6 years. Bedford, New Hampshire, June 24, 2016, man arrested for recording juvenile girls in a Target dressing room. Dallas, Texas, September 15, 2016, man arrested for taking photos in Target dressing room. Oak Grove, Oregon, July 11, 2017, 39-year-old male sex offender arrested for unlawful sexual contact with a child in Target bathroom. Berkeley, California, March 17, 2018, man arrested for undressing in front of a 4-year-old girl in a Target bathroom. Frisco, Texas, May 2019, man wearing fake breasts and a wig arrested for using cell phone to record women undressing in a Target dressing. I could go on for the next 45 minutes. What in the world did they think was going to happen? And even though there was a national boycott against Target, and they lost $2 billion in stock value, and gazillions of customers and gazillions of dollars in sales, and even though Target profits have gone down 6 straight years, every single quarter, that stupid transgender bathroom policy is still in place because Target has no soul. And they don't care if your little boy or girl is next. And they're absolutely committed to the idea that if they stay LGBTQ friendly, eventually it's going to pay off in the bottom line. Target CEO Steve Cornell said this: "We had a long history of diversity and inclusion, and we still continue to stand with the LGBT community, regardless of boycotts or negative things some people say, because we know that those who oppose us are on the wrong side of history." We know what, Christians? We may be on the wrong side of history, but we are on the right side of God. Because have you seen what Target rolled out for Gay Pride Month this year to sell? All kinds of products to help little boys and girls hate the bodies that God gave them. Baby onesies with this printed on it: "My First Pride and Proud to Be Trans." Products like this. You know what that is? That's a chest binder for girls who want to be boys. Because when they wear it, it makes it look like they don't have breasts. You know what that is that Target's selling? Compression underwear for boys who want to be girls. Because when they wear it, it makes them look like they don't have a penis. You know what that is? They're called Packers for girls who want to be boys because when they wear it, it makes it look like they do have a penis. And folks, people aren't buying this stuff at Victoria's Secret or Brown Bag Video or an adult bookstore. They're getting it at Target. And I'm not saying Target's not free to do whatever they want, because they are, but I'm also free to shop wherever I want, and it's not there. Sue and I haven't spent one penny at Target in the last 10 years. And if you're still shopping there, we need to talk. And I'm not saying that all Target employees are evil, because they're not. But the honchos are ungodly. And they're paying for it. Target profits and sales down a stunning 52% the first quarter of 2022. And you know why? 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 20. If you do not obey the Lord, you will not prosper. So happy bankruptcy. And folks, sadly enough, Target is just like the United States of America today. It's totally sold out to the gay agenda and going to hell in a handbasket because of it. When God judges a nation after they sin and that nation doesn't repent, God judges them even more. And that's exactly what's happening to America right now. Folks, we have a man in the White House with dementia who can't put two sentences together. We've got inflation and gas prices going through the roof. Food shortages, power blackouts coming this summer. And our enemies, China and Russia, are smelling blood in the water. Don't you think it's time to repent? Don't you think it's time to turn away from LGBT ASAP and get right with God? Because Joel chapter 2 verses 12 and 13, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he will relent from sending calamity and judgment. The second thing we need to know about transgenderism, it's judgment from God. We go on in this text, we see a third thing. A third thing we need to know about transgenderism. It's not only a sin against God, not only judgment from God, but third, Jesus Christ is the cure. And that is exactly what Paul is implying here at the end of verse 25 when he says, God be praised. Jesus is the cure for transgenderism because even transition surgery does not cure gender dysphoria. The left tries to make us Christians feel guilty by telling us over and over again that transgender teenagers have a suicide rate 9 times higher than regular teenagers. But it's not because Christians are transphobic. It's because transgenderism in and of itself is a miserable, destructive lifestyle. And what the left does not tell you is that the suicide rate for transgendered people is even higher after the surgery than it is before, because they have the surgery and they find out it doesn't work. Suicide rate for transgendered adults is 20 times higher after the surgery than before. Dr. Charles Eilenfeld, who has treated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people with gender dysphoria, said this: there is simply way too much unhappiness among people who've had sex change surgery and way too many people who still commit suicide after the surgery to recommend it for anybody. 80% of people with gender dysphoria should not have it, and the remaining 20%, sex change surgery may give some temporary relief, but nothing long-lasting at all. You know why? Because surgery can change your body. Jesus Christ can change your heart. Jesus is the cure for transgenderism because he starts to forgive and he starts to restore the very nanosecond you turn from that sin, I don't care what it is, and turn to him. 2015, oh my goodness, stop the presses. U.S. Army Sergeant Jamie Shoup became the first transgender person in the history of the United States of America. Story went viral all over the world. Front page of the New York Times. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Jamie Shoup was living proof that transgenderism was legit. But there was problems. Because all the while Jamie Shoup was growing up, he had been sexually molested by an uncle that he was named after. And he had severe PTSD from tours in Afghanistan. And he had bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder. And not one single counselor he saw in the military treated those conditions or even diagnosed them. They just all told him he was really a woman. So he started taking massive doses of estrogen, had all kinds of surgeries done, became the very first person in the history of this country to get their gender changed on a birth certificate. Jamie Shoup was rock star to the left in the media. Until 2019, when after trying to live like a woman for 6 years, he looked in the mirror one day and it hit him. He was not really a woman and he was never, ever going to be a real woman. That moment, the Spirit of God spoke to his heart and said, come to me. And Jamie Shoup prayed to receive Christ and he got saved. Immediately stopped taking all the pills and the hormones. Tried to reverse all the surgeries as much as possible. And because of that, today, Jamie Shoup is so persona non grata to the left, you can't find that man on the side of a milk carton. The left and the media pretends he doesn't even exist because he shatters the myth of transgender paradise. This is what Jamie Shoup said. I was the very first non-binary person in America, but I am living, breathing proof that it's nothing but a sham. I was told all I needed to do was take some hormones and replace my genitals, and I'd be the same as other women. That's the lie the transgender community tells you, and the lie that I bought into and believed. until I looked hard into the mirror one day and all my so-called womanhood crumbled. Biological sex is immutable. There is no third gender. People are either male or female, period. And people who do not believe that need counseling and compassion, not hormones and life-altering surgery. I never got any help from any human being, but thank God I did get help from Jesus Christ. What really needed to be healed was not my body, but my spirit. And it's Jesus Christ and only Jesus Christ who can do that for you. All the pills, all the hormones, all the surgery in the whole wide world can't cure transgenderism. Jesus Christ can. There's people listening to the sermon right now. You're struggling with transgenderism. And you've never told anybody about it. I want you to notice something about Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 talks about judgment and it talks about the wrath of God. The opposite of love is not wrath. The opposite of love is not judgment. The opposite of love is hate. You do not find the word hate one place anywhere in this text because God does not hate you and I don't hate you either. The reason that God sends judgment on sinners, on all of us, is to get our attention and to wake us up and to point us back to Jesus Christ so we can start thinking right and living right, just like He did for Jamie Shoup, and He can do the same thing for you. And Christians, we need to start preaching that right now because the entire world today is going all LGBTQ all the time. Joe Biden's administration has the most radical LGBTQ elements in the history of this country, of any other administration. And it shouldn't surprise us. Remember during the campaign when Joe Biden said this to a mom who claimed that she had a transgender 8-year-old daughter?
No, I promise you, there is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter or daughters, whichever, one or two.
One,
your daughter, that your other daughter has a right to be and do. None. Zero.
Nobody has a right to tell the little girl that she can be a boy. Not the God who created her, not the parents who are supposed to protect her, not the fact that 8-year-old children are nowhere near mature enough to make decisions that are going to change the rest of their life. That answer is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Joe Biden's federal agencies have tweeted out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages in support of Pride Month and the LGBTQ cause. Not one single tweet, not one single message about Memorial Day or remembering the anniversary of D-Day. Not one. See, you can honor sodomy and gender confusion and gay marriage. You can't honor fallen soldiers that made this country and freedom even possible. It tells you everything you need to know about this administration. Right now, in honor of the High Holy Month of Pride, the U.S. Embassy is flying the gay pride flag within steps of the Holy See in the Vatican. Joe Biden, who claims to be a Catholic, waving a big middle finger at the Catholic Church and the Christian doctrine of heterosexual sex and marriage and family. Is there nothing sacred to these people? Yeah, there is. LGBTQ. They love the pride flag, but see, they hate the American flag. So they took the trans colors, pink and baby blue, and changed the American flag to look like that. Welcome to the transgendered states of America. And folks, it's like that all over the world. Pride parades in major cities all over the planet. George Soros and the World Economic Forum funded LGBTQ rights groups to destroy families and countries to bring about the Great Reset and the New World Order. The World Health Organization telling you right now you need to wear a mask and avoid crowds so you don't get monkeypox, conveniently not telling you the vast majority of monkeypox is being contracted by gay men who have sex with other gay men. But see, they will not tell you that because that makes LGBTQ look bad. Talk about whitewashing. Last week, the European Union Commission tweeted out that message to the world. The future is queer. What do you know? Homer Simpson was right. The whole world is going gay. And you know why? Because the United States right now and the entire world is getting ready for the coming of the Antichrist. Luke chapter 17, Jesus said, the last days are going to be like the days of Lot. The days of Lot means the last days are going to be just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah? God sent two angels to destroy the cities of the plain because of their wickedness. And when Lot brought those two angels into his own house, the men of Sodom tried to bust the doors down to get in and rape those angels. and Lot had two virgin daughters that he offered them. But they didn't want the girls. They wanted the angels. So sick and twisted, they wanted to rape angels. And when Jesus talks about the days of Lot and the days of Noah, he says that phrase over and over again. They will be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. That's not talking about wedding receptions. It's talking about orgies and sexual perversion. The rabbi said in Noah's day, they had gay marriage then. And even marriage to animals. So Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, what was once before will be again. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3 says, in the last days, people, literally, literal Greek, will be without natural affection for others. Talking about LGBTQ, unnatural affection. So the world in the last days is going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah on ecstasy. A worldwide pride festival party bus to hell. Right before Jesus comes. And the question is this morning, do you have any idea how close that time really is? Last Saturday, June the 4th, in Dallas, Texas, a gay bar called Mister held what they called a family-friendly pride event. Drag your kids to pride, where children ages 3 to 8 watched a gay drag show. Grown men with fake breasts in their underwear performing on a runway while the little kids were stuffing dollar bills in their G-strings. And some of the gay strippers even got some of the little kids to go out and strut their stuff right along with them. All in front of a big sign that said, it won't lick itself. No explanation necessary. Here's what some of that debauchery looked like.
Just want to go with me? Well, all right. This is my father and mother's day. You ready to do this? On the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Let's go.
You talk about sick and twisted. Now, first of all, what in the world kind of parents would take their kids to a gay strip club? But that's another sermon. Children illegally in a bar at 11 a.m. with adults drinking alcohol, harvesting their minds and their energy and corrupting them for the sake of political purposes. People, it's child abuse. Mark chapter 9, verse 42, anybody who would lead a little child to sin, better to have a millstone tied around their neck and be cast into the heart of the sea. For years and years, the last taboo, that one line that Americans would not cross, was openly sexualizing little children. But now with LGBTQ, we crossed the Rubicon a long time ago. A long time ago. But you know what? The Bible says you think that's bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because what happened in Dallas, Texas, and what's happening all over the world right now is just a preview of the gay pornapalooza that's going to come about in the last days during the Great Tribulation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, after the rapture, when all the Christians and the Holy Spirit have been taken out of the world, all hell is going to break loose for sure. The days of Lot, when the entire world is just going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids. And the Antichrist will appear. And the entire sleazy world will fall at his feet and worship him. And you know why? Daniel chapter 11, verse 37 says this about him. He will exalt and magnify himself. He will have no regard for the God of his fathers. And literal Hebrew, he will have no desire for women. Which means if he has no desire for women, he has desire for men. What do you know? The Antichrist is as gay as a $3 bill. The reason the world is going gay is because the Antichrist is going to be gay. They're turning the entire planet into a gay magic kingdom for their gay Messiah. The European Union Commission was right. The future really is queer. But the good news is it's not going to last very long. Because only after 7 years, 7 years, just like God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone from heaven, Jesus Christ the Lord will slay the Antichrist with the breath of His mouth and the splendor of His coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Which means you got to get out of here before the Antichrist and Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0 even get here. Jesus talks about in Luke 17 the days of Noah. The days of Lot is the time of the Great Tribulation. The days of Noah is the time right before the Great Tribulation starts. when God will save His people out of the destruction, just like He saved Noah and his family out of the flood, right before the Antichrist comes. And you know what, folks? That time is now. These are the days of Noah. And how do we know that? Because everything is in place, just exactly like the Bible says it has to be. Everything. Physically, the New World Order and the Great Reset is putting together the one world government. Spiritually, the temple of the one world religion, Chrislam, Abrahamia, has already been built in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Economically, as we sit in this church, cryptocurrency is putting together the one world economy. Technologically, the mark of the beast, digital ID microchips are already being implanted in people's bodies, so the Antichrist will have every single thing that he needs to control everybody all over the world, and they're buying and selling. All the boxes have been checked. All the I's have been dotted. All the T's have been crossed. All we're waiting for now is the rapture of the church. The next thing to be fulfilled in end times prophecy, the rapture of the church, when Jesus is going to come and take us out of this lavender hellhole and take us to heaven where righteousness dwells. So for us Christians, the future is not queer. The future is Christ. The days are dark, folks. And they're going to get darker. First it was the L, then it was the G, then it was the B, then it was the T, then it was the Q. R-S-T-M-O-V-X-Y-Z. And you know why things are dark and getting darker and darker and darker? Because these are the last days. These are the days of Noah. And any second now, that trumpet's going to sound. The Lord is going to take us up out of here and He's going to take us to heaven. But listen to me. If you're not a Christian, if you're not a believer, you ain't going with us. And you're going to be stuck down here in this apocalyptic hellhole, and you're going to have to go through the great tribulation. And Jesus said, Luke chapter 21, verse 39, make sure above all else, whatever you do, do not be carried away in the flood of dissipation that is coming upon this earth. People, listen to me. You have got to get out of here. And the good news is there is a way out, and that way is up. If you're sitting in this church this morning and you're not saved, you're not a Christian, you've never confessed your sins to God, you've never put your faith in the blood that Jesus shed on the cross to take your sins away, you have never asked Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior, the very second this service is over this morning, you get up to the front of this church and you pray to receive Christ as your Savior. You will be forgiven. And when the trumpet sounds, you'll go up too. Today is the day of salvation. You get saved when the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart and you know it. There's people in this church right now listening to this sermon. The Holy Spirit is speaking you a way you have never understood Him like you are right now. Today is the day of salvation for you. After the service is over, you get up here and you pray with somebody and you receive Christ. Don't listen to the skeptics who tell you that this world is just going to continue like always. Don't listen to the heretics in other churches today who call themselves Christians that say LGBTQ is just fine. For the day of the Lord cometh like a thief in the night. While men crieth peace and safety, trouble cometh as travail upon a woman with child, and none shall escape. You're listening to this sermon right now. Maybe you've got dealing with transgenderism. Maybe there is a struggle inside of your body between male and female. I understand that. I have all the compassion in the world for you, and so does God. The opposite of love is not judgment. It's not conviction. I do not hate you. God does not hate you. You get up out of your seat. You come to the front of this church. We will start this process through prayer of you being set free from that. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank You so much for Your Word. Just thank You, Lord, that there is nothing that can happen to us. There is nothing that the devil can do to us or confuse us with that You cannot straighten out or fix or heal. I just pray for people today who don't know You as their Savior. They would realize, Lord, the urgency of the time. And I pray for people, Lord, who are struggling with LGBTQ issues. Lord, You love them so much, and You've got a plan, Lord, to set them free and to transform them. I pray that they would just reach out and respond to that. Ask, Lord, that You just be glorified in us in these last days, Lord, that we would be Your mouthpieces and Your servants in the way You called us to. All these things we ask in Your name, and thank You. Amen.